Please hold while I try to connect you.
Hello, this is Graham.
Oh, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. Did you say this is Chris?
Yeah, this is he.
Oh, hi, Chris. It's Tina from Local Splash, and I was calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card we have on file.
Yeah. If you can give me it's getting fixed today. There's some some issues with activity on the card that wasn't mine. I banked with Pinnacle, and we're trying to get that resolved. It should be resolved by the end of today. I'm happy to give you a call tomorrow or Friday. I know that I got a message and an email from you guys, and just haven't had time to get back to you.
No problem.
I will take care of this and give you guys a call. As soon as I know it's resolved, I'm happy to even reply to the email and check in and let you know, hey, this is where I'm at. If I can't get it sorted, I'll put it on my personal account, but I'm trying to keep this through everything going through Pinnacle.
Keep it all separate.
Yeah, I know that you are having some issues right now.
Okay. Yeah, no problem, Chris. I notated the account. I'm going to send you another notification talking about the payment failing, not to bombard you, but just because this new one will have my extension on it, which is 777. So when you get things squared away, you can call me. And if I don't hear from you, I'll probably follow up maybe Friday or Monday then, okay?
That's fine. That's fine. And so that's your direct extension.
Correct, yeah. Because sometimes, you know, customer service, you're on hold and you get all those voice prompts, and then by the time you get through to someone, then they have to transfer it back to me anyway, you know? So it's better if
whatever
you just have...
You.
I know how it is. I know how voice prompts are. But it looks like your name is Chris, but you go by Graham, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I thought. Okay, I'll fix that in the notes. Okay, so you're all good to go, and I'll talk to you Friday or Monday, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, okay?
All right, you too. And hey, before I let you go, it always blows my mind, and it's not like it matters so I'll ever see the spelling, but it's G-R-A-H-A-M. People will spell my name G-R-A-M, like that's my God-given name.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm like, you think my mom would name me Graham? Like that kind of Graham? No.
Yeah, like a telegram?
Yeah. Yeah. Or they're thinking even worse, like drugs or... I'm like, gosh, she's an idiot.
Oh, I didn't think like a
British
white Graham. Oh, I get it. Oh, that's funny. No, luckily I did it right because I thought of Billy Graham, so I did the G-R-A-H-A-M. But, yeah, that's crazy that people would get that mistaken.
Yeah, I always tell people Graham like the cracker, and they always laugh, but it's like, well, it's spelled the same way, but then most people don't even know how Graham cracker is spelled, so kind of disappointing.
Oh, jeez. Wow. That's crazy. But, thank you for letting me know. I put that in the notes, too, so anybody moving forward will see the correct spelling of your name, okay?
Okay, and this is probably due to not having a payment. I had a cold call from a camera manufacturer rep or something, you know, cold call and trying to get business. He's like, hey, all the links on your website are broken. And I was like,
you got one of those scam calls because there's those scam companies out there that will call you and they'll say, all the links on your website are broken, or, oh, you're working with Local Splash and they don't work with Google's best practices, and all they're doing is trying to scare you. Because
calls like that are BS calls.
Yeah. One thing that you can do, though, moving forward, now that you know that they're scam callers like that, is just tell them, look, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. I know they're not going to call me because they're a scam caller, right? But that way you can just defer all that nonsense away from yourself. And then FYI, if anybody calls from Local Splash that's legitimately asking you about fixing a link on your website or something, number one, they're not going to charge you more money, right? But also, right, we have a security question and answer on file, which is your mother's maiden name and the answer is Thomas. So if someone calls you, and even if they give you the perception that they're with Local Splash, just say, hey, can you do me a favor and, you know, confirm the security question and answer on file? And if they can't confirm it, then, you know, they're not with us. So just a couple of two things to say yourself.
I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, that's why we put that on file, just because, you know, we know there's a lot of scam callers out there, and we've had people call us and say, you know, why did I have to pay more money right after I paid you? And we're like, you don't. you're a month-to-month subscription. That's all included. Yeah, so if you get any of those people, all they're trying to do is get you to spend more money and sign up with them. So just keep that in mind. You know, hey, what's my security question and answer? And they should be able to confirm it with you if they are with Local Splash.
Okay. Okay. And let me, just since I got you, so the other thing I get, Tina, is on Facebook Messenger for Amped Up, I get people constantly. About the only interactions I get on there are people acting like they're from Facebook. I mean, they don't even have the same Pantone for the color blue. For the Facebook logo, saying you're under copyright infringement. This image is your Facebook page is under copyright infringement. Last warning, you know, they just keep going, going. Is there a way to make that stop? I mean, I don't know. I'm like, is this real? I don't want to click it. I don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
Clearly, there are all these weird names. Some of them are washed out logos. You know, it's like, you guys have a library. You know, if you have Adobe, you have a vault, you have paid for IP. You know, you own the intellectual property or the pictures or license, whatever. It doesn't seem like anything's true, and I haven't responded to any of them. Nothing, you know, I've kind of gotten used to it by now, but nothing has ever came out of it. But you have a method or any advice on that? It drives me crazy.
So I'm not the Facebook technician. All I do is call out and collect failed payments. But what I will do is I'm putting a note in here on Friday when everything's squared away. I'm going to send that department the message to see if they can block those messages or fix that. If they can't, you have an option of, you know, down the road if you ever wanted to, of removing the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. So each month when you pay us $249, we send $100 off the top to Facebook. So let's say you're getting some solid jobs off of it, and then you're also getting those weird messages, then keep it because it's worth your while to keep it, right? But if you're only getting those weird messages, then that's an option, you know, for down the road. You might want to just take them off because now that you're ranking on Google, you know, you might not even need them anyway. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, I didn't know that was part of the, you know, like all this was kind of happening at once. I didn't realize that was part of the monthly was Facebook ads. So, okay.
Yeah, they're really beneficial. Okay. Most people love them, but you know, the problem is when we're running ads for you, some of those scam companies will do that. Oh, the pictures are copyright infringed and you have to call us. I mean, we know that it's all a bunch of baloney, but that's why on Friday, you know, when we do get this squared away, I'll have the technicians look into it for you and see if we can block those messages.
Okay. 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 Yeah, that would be great. You know, I figured it was nothing and everybody's so full of crap these days. So.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that.
It's sad because the people that are trusting, they'll fall into all of that. You know, it seems like you have to get hurt a couple of times to know that what they're doing is not true, you know. But a couple of things that you can do in the meantime is you're doing excellent in the reviews department. You have a 5-star rating on Google. So naturally, if you get a fresh 5-star here and there, that will always help you. Okay, so I'll send you that email again just so that you can work on that. And then once everything's up to speed, I'll also have them do a complete performance check on the account. And then that way, if there's any updates that will even improve things for you, they'll be able to perform those behind the scenes. Okay.
Okay, and you can, I'll tell you this too, like, I had hired a few guys to help me out, and it was a horrible, horrible decision. And one of the guys was supposed to be in the field. He'd never picked up a tool before that had anything to do with what I do. But he would immediately tell me how to do the job better. And I was like, okay, this is nuts.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just took him out of the field and I was like, hey, why don't you help with the website, some of the, you know, follow-up letters, follow-up calls, setting appointments, just some of the monotonous kind of admin stuff that just needs to be done. You know, you got stuff, you got inner office stuff. He was not doing anything. He's blaming everything on Celine, which is the lady that actually helps me make updates to the site.
Yeah, she's the website lady, yep.
Yeah, since then, like, I've spoken with Celine a few times. I'm not getting her the information, but I'm just kind of, like, digging out of figuring out how bad they screwed me. The guy, other guy I hired for the field was a damn alcoholic. I mean, just a mess. So I had to toss both of them, and I've just been, like, in a rebuilding phase, and it's just been taking business word of mouth, taking business from people I know. So I haven't helped Celine do anything for me in a good month or so. So I want to get all this straight. I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, if you like, what I can do is also on Friday when we get the payment up to speed, I could send a message for her to reach out to you, and then that way you and her can kind of go through some updates together.
Yeah. I'll email her.
You could also do updates directly through your dashboard, too. I don't know if you've ever done that, but I can show you how to do that on Friday. It's very simple.
Okay. Well, let's see. I've got a job. Either way, so when do you get in the office?
I get in at 7 o'clock Pacific, which is 10 o'clock your time. I'm here from 10 to 7 Eastern, Monday through Friday.
Okay, so if I called you 5 o'clock my time or 4 o'clock my time, hopefully it could be as early as 2 o'clock, but any time I try to be optimistic, it bites me in the ass.
Right.
So, when do you try to shut down and be out of the office? I know it's Friday.
We usually have a little like team meeting at around 6:30, and then after that we leave on Fridays. So, you know, sometimes we're here until 7, sometimes we're here till 6:45, but yeah, we do leave a little bit early on Fridays sometimes.
I hope so. Well, I will try to call you at the latest 5 o'clock. If I call you at 5 o'clock my time, that's still too late.
No, that's not too late at all. We're still rocking and rolling at that time, because that time it is only 2 o'clock here on the West Coast. So, you know, I'll put a note here that if I don't hear from you by 5 o'clock Friday, I'll follow up with you maybe 5:30-ish. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Good. So I have a good game plan. Okay. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Graham, and have a really great rest of your week too. Okay.
Likewise. Thank you so much for calling and letting me.
Of course, no problem. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.